without Islam be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami and these are the headlines. Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari inquires about the health of Qari Sayyid Amir Attari at Sarjani Town offers dua for recovery. The head of Shura visits Muhammad Siddiq Attari being treated at a local hospital offers dua for recovery. A meeting is held for the representatives of Jamaat Madina Department at the Madri Marquez Fazan Madina in Faisalabad. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari talks about the religious activities. A monumental Sunnah-inspired Ijtima is held in Umarkot Sindh. Local devotees of Rasool participate. Maulana Haji Abdul Rabib Attari motivates the participants to offer Salah regularly and recite the Holy Quran. Arakeen-e Shura visit the houses of people who died in the Mari tragedy. Haji Afuraz Attari and Haji Muhammad Mansoor Attari offered dua for the forgiveness of the departed. The devotees of Rasool travel in a Madreen Kafla from Faizan-e-Madina Islamabad to spread the invitation towards righteousness. Relief is provided under SGRF to the rained victims in Gwadar, Balochistan. Efforts are made to lessen their worries by presenting the devotees of Rasool at the affected area with food, warm clothes and cash. Dawat Islami makes progress in Lady Brand, South Africa. Preparations are made to turn a restaurant into Jamaat Madina and Madrasat Madina. The devotees of Rasool travel in a Madreen Kafla under Dawat Islami in Spain spread the invitation towards righteousness. The head of Greece Kabina along with the representatives travels from Athens to Bulgaria, meets the locals and presents the call towards piety. A look at a report on the delicious and healthy dry fruit fig.
Let's give you Madreen news about the head of Shura. Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari along with Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Amin Attari and others inquired about the health of Qari Sayyid Amir Attari at Sarjani Town, Karachi and offered dua for his recovery. Besides this, the head of Shura, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Amin Attari and other representatives also inquired about the health of a representative of Shrouding and Burial Department, Muhammad Siddiq Attari, who is being treated at a hospital in New Karachi. They also offered dua for his recovery. At the Madri Marquez Faizan-e-Madina in Faisalabad, the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari conducted a meeting with the representatives of Jamaat Madina Department, during which the performance of the 12 religious activities was reviewed and goals were set for the future.
A meeting was held for the representatives of the Jamaat Madina Department at the Madri Marquez Faizan-e-Madina of Dawat Islami in Madina Town, Faisalabad, Punjab, in which the provincial representatives participated. Moreover, the Islamic Brothers from various provinces participated via video link. Rukneshwar Haji Asad Tari Madani was also present. Moreover, Rukneshwar and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Tari reviewed the performance of the 12 religious activities from the department and set future goals. Presentation regarding current performance was also shown. Rukneshwar and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Tari motivated them to strengthen weekly sunnahs by Istimaat and to get maximum people, especially the students of Jamaat Madina, to participate in it.
A monumental Sunnah inspired Istima was held in Umarkot Sindh in which local personalities and the devotees of Rasool participated. During the Sunnah inspired Istima, Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari, motivated the participants to offer Salah regularly and recite the Holy Quran. Let's learn more about the Istima in this report.
During his sunnah-inspired bayan, Rukn-e-Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Abdul Habib Attari said that the success and prosperity of the Muslims are in following the sunnah of the final prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. While delivering a sunnah-inspired bayan from a monumental sunnah-inspired istima in Umarkot, Rukn-e-Shura further said that today everyone is worried. If you want to get rid of worries and difficulties and make your life successful, then follow the teachings of the Holy Quran. Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari said that today Muslims need to strengthen their connection with the Holy Quran. Rukn-e-Shura further said,
अल्लाह से दुआ करते हैं कि महशर के दिन चेहरा चमकता रखी हो। आजकल लोग कहते हैं यार फलां का चेहरा बड़ा खूबसूरत है, फलां का चेहरा बड़ा चमकता है, वो फलां क्रीम लगाता है, वो फलां लोशन लगाता है। अरे अल्लाह के बंदो, ये दुनिया के चेहरे का क्या करना है? असल चेहरा वो है जो कयामत के दिन चमकेगा। कुछ वो चेहरे होंगे जो कयामत के दिन सियाह होंगे, काले पड़ जाएंगे। अल्लाह कयामत की सियाही से महफूज रखे। अल्लाह करे उस दिन हमारे चेहरे चमके। असल चमक तो वो है, ये दुनिया में किसी का चेहरा देखकर डीमोरलाइज हो जाते हो, एहसास कमतरी का शिकार हो जाते हो, ये गोरा है, मैं मेरा रंग काला है, छोड़ो इसको, चंद दिनों की चांदनी है। असल खूबसूरती वो है जिसका चेहरा कयामत के दिन चमकेगा। देखो आज दुनिया में किसी को सवार देखकर पैदल चलने वाला खुशसुरदा हो जाता है और लोग अपनी गाड़ियों पर अपनी सवारी पर इतराते हैं। किस काम की ये सवारी अगर कयामत के दिन बेड़ियों में जकड़ कर लाया जाए? मजा तो यह है कि बंदा कयामत के दिन की सवारी पर सवार होकर जाए, उसे वहां इज्जत का ताज पहनाया जाएगा। उस दिन मुख्तलिफ हालतें होंगी, कोई जंजीरों में होगा, किसी का चेहरा सिया होगा, कोई जलील होगा, किसी का चेहरा चमकदार होगा और वो सवारी पर सवार होकर अल्लाह की बारगाह में जा रहा होगा। अल्लाह हमें कयामत के दिन की जिल्लत और रुसवाई से बचाए, वहां की इज्जतें नसीब फरमाए।
Rukne Markazi Majlis e Shura of Dawat Islami Maulana Abdul Habib Attari further said that offer 5 times salat daily, make askar and durood o salam part of your life and strengthen your connection with Dawat Islami.
Mujhe marna bhi hai, Allah ki bargah mein jana bhi hai, ab mujhe namaz padhni chahiye, ab mujhe haram kaam chhodne chahiye aur mujhe Allah ko razi karne wale kaam karne chahiye, lekin ye kaifiyat thodi der rahegi, kyunki jab hum yahan se bahar jayenge na, wahi dost honge, wahi hamari kacheriyan hongi, wahi hamari gathering hogi, to sari baat bhul jayenge. अगर आपने ये जहन बना लिया है, जितने भाइयां बैठे हैं, कि मुझे नेक बनना है, तो तरीका पता है क्या है? तो तरीका यह है कि मैंने अपनी सोहबत बदलनी होगी, मुझे अपने दोस्त बदलने होंगे। तो आओ हिम्मत करें, अगर वाकई अल्लाह को राजी करना है ना, क्योंकि दोस्त ये गुनाह की तरफ ले जाने वाले दोस्त कब्र में काम नहीं आएंगे। दोस्त वो बनाओ जो मरने के बाद भी इशारे सवाब करें, जो मरने के बाद भी दुआ करके मुझे सवाब पहुंचाए, और वो दोस्त आपको दावत इस्लामी के प्यारे माहौल में मिलेंगे।
Dua was offered and the participants met with Rukne Shura.
Arakini Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat Islami Haji Yafur Raza Attari and Haji Muhammad Mansur Attari along with other representatives visited the house of the victims of Marie tragedy, Maruf Ahmad and Zafar Iqbal, the residents of Kot Lakhpat and Piku Road, Lahore. They paid condolences to their bereaved families, offered dua for forgiveness and urged them to be patient. Arakini Shura motivated the bereaved families to take part in religious activities and join the religious environment of Dawat Islami to donate virtues to their departed loved ones. They also presented Maktabatul Madina's booklet, Mathad of Salah.
Sawab a'mal ka mere tu pahuncha sari ummat ko. Sawab a'mal ka mere tu pahuncha sari ummat ko. Mujhe bhi
From Roja Mazari district, Razanpur, Punjab, teachers traveled in a 3-day Madani Kafla in the way of Allah Almighty under Dawat Islami's Madani Kafla department. Let's watch this report by Muhammad Tahir Attari from Roja.
A 3-day Madani Kafla reached a tribal area Osman under Dawat Islami from Rojan Mazari, Razanpur district of Punjab, in which the teachers participated. Darshan Bayanat were delivered and the invitation towards righteousness was presented. Muballighina Dawat Islami motivated the participants to take part in the religious activities. The participants of the Madani Kafla said that we have learned a lot in this Madani Kafla. We will also travel in a Madani Kafla in the future.
Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami ke saath mera ye pehla Madani Kafle ka safar tha aur maine bahut kuch seekha, sunnat se ki farz wagaira bahut sari hamari galtiyan thi aur اور انشاءاللہ نیکسٹ ٹائم اسلام آباد کے ساتھ سفر کریں گے نا.
Let's include some more news regarding Madani Kaflas from the federal capital Islamabad, where the devotees Rasool sat out in a Madani Kafla from the Madani Markaz Fazan-e Madina Sector G11. The representatives and the Islamic Brothers related with various departments participated in them. Before the departure, the representative of Islamabad Zone 5 provided guidance to the participants of Madani Kafla regarding the journey and the etiquettes of the masjid at Daru Sunnah. Thereafter, the Islamic Brothers set out in the Madani Kafla. In district Gwadar, Balochistan, rainfall recently wreaked havoc everywhere. The rainwater turned into a flood, because of which houses, slums, shops, streets and other places were submerged. Dawat Islami Department SGRF consoled the devotees of Rasool in Gwadar and provided them with food, warm clothes and cash. Let's watch this report on the activities carried out by SGRF for the devotees of Rasool in Gwadar. A few days ago, Gwadar district of Balochistan province of Pakistan was flooded, due to which houses, herds, shops and streets of surrounding areas including Mulaband, Kohobin Worth, Ghati Line, Fazil Chowk and Kimadi had inundated. As a result, the flood waters damaged food and the valuables in the houses and shops. The FGRU department of Dawat Islami, keeping in view the plight of the devotees of Rasool of Gwadar, immediately departed from Karachi to deliver food items, warm clothes and money and cash. The representative of the department said,
Ji Nazreen, jaisa ki aapko maloom hai ki is waqt گوادر میں طوفانی بارشوں کی وجہ سے بہت زیادہ آزمائش کا سلسلہ ہے. الحمدللہ ایف جی آر ایف جو دعوت اسلامی کا ایک ڈپارٹمنٹ ہے, ہمارے اسلامی بھائی وہاں پہنچ گئے ہیں اور ڈی آئی واٹرنگ پمپ کے ذریعے آرمی کے جوانوں کے ساتھ وہاں پانی نکالنے کے کام میں بھی شریک ہیں, اور ساتھ ہی جو متاثر ہوئے ہیں ان کے لیے کھانے وغیرہ بنا کر اور کھانے کی تقسیم کا سلسلہ بھی شروع ہو گیا ہے. ہمیں وہاں سے یہ ڈیمانڈ آئی ہے کہ جناب آپ گرم کپڑے وغیرہ یہاں لے کر آئیں, لوگوں کی کس کی شدید حاجت ہے. تو الحمدللہ رات کے اس پہر ایف جی آر ایف کا یہ قافلہ اس وقت گوادر کی طرف روانہ ہو رہا ہے.
رسول پاک کی دکھیاری امت پر عنایت کر, مریضوں غم زدوں آفت نصیبوں پر کرم مولا.
After distributing the goods to the grief-stricken Ummah of the Holy Prophet, the FGRF representative met with Additional Deputy Commissioner Gwadar Anis Tariq and presented an introduction of the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. Moreover, they were invited to visit the Madani Markaz Fazan-e Madina of Dawat Islami and books were presented to them. The representatives met with Assistant Commissioner Gwadar Raja Athar Abbas at Fazan-e Madina Gwadar Musa Mode and presented an introduction of the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami, and books were also presented.
Allah ki ni'mat hai ye Dawat Islami, Aqa ki inayat hai ye Dawat Islami.
The department representatives met with Deputy Commissioner Gwadar Dr. Akhtar Nazirat in his office and presented an introduction of Fazan Global Relief Foundation and briefed them about recent rains and floods. Moreover, presented books.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel Sunan, the invitation towards righteousness and the light of second knowledge continue to be spread under Dawat Islami through Madani Kaflas. The students of Jamiat Madina traveled in a Madani Kafla from Barcelona, Spain to Amposta, and the devotees of Rasool traveled in a Madani Kafla from Greece to Bulgaria. Besides this, the Islamic Brothers also traveled in a Madani Kafla in Taikwan, Hong Kong. Take a look.
Few days ago, the students and administrator of Jamiatul Madinah Faizan Mustafa in Badalona, Barcelona, Spain, representatives and Islamic Brothers related with various walks of life traveled to Jamia Masjid Abu Bakr Siddiq in Amposta, Spain. During Madani Kafla, Dars and Bayanat were delivered. Moreover, Mubaligh Da'at Islami provided guidance about wuzu, ghusl, important rulings regarding Salah, practical method of Salah, Sunnah etiquettes and supplications. Issues and etiquettes regarding obedience to parents and love of prayers were also explained. Moreover, the participants of Madani Kafla presented the invitation towards righteousness in Chowk Dars. The participants of Madani Kafla expressed their views to Madani.
बहुत मजा आया काफले में आने का, बहुत कुछ सीखने को मिला,
बहुत सीखने को मिला, बहुत मजा आया।
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वे मुंह स्पिरिचुअल ये काफला बहुत रूहानी रहा। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रूहानियत महसूस की
काफले में, बहुत कुछ मुझे सीखने को मिला, मुझे बहुत कुछ चीजें सीखने को मिला, मुझे नमाज के फराइज सीखने को मिले।
On the other hand, the head of Greece Kabina and a Madani Kafla reached Sofia, the federal capital of a European country, Bulgaria.
इस वक्त हम बल्गारिया के शहर सोफिया जो ये सेंटर है ये पीछे आप मस्जिद देख रहे हैं ये जामिया मस्जिद है यहाँ पर इंशाल्लाह अभी नमाज जुम्मा जो है वो अदा की जाएगी तो बर्फबारी भी माशाल्लाह अपनी बरकतें लुटा रही है अल्लाह ताला से दुआ है कि अल्लाह ताला हमें खूब खूब दीन का काम करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए
Εγώ πρέπει να προσπαθήσω να ανορθώσω τον εαυτό μου και τους ανθρώπους όλου του κόσμου.
The head of Greece Kabina told Madani News.
MashaAllah, हम ने यहाँ जुम्मा की नमाज पढ़ी और मुख्तलिफ कम्युनिटी से मिलने की सहादत हासिल हुई बहुत खुशी हासिल हुई अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह और इस वक्त ये हमारे साथ स्टूडेंट जो कि यूके से यहाँ पर पढ़ने के लिए आए इनसे मुलाकात हुई है इन्हें बहुत अच्छा लगा अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह
The Islamic Brothers who participated in Madani Kafla also met with the Imam of Jami Masjid of Sofia and presented an introduction of various departments of Da'wat Islami to them. With respect to the tour, Allah Almighty has created countless bounties for us human beings. One of these bounties whose oath was taken by Allah Almighty Himself. Our beloved final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has called it a heavenly fruit. Fig is such a fruit that is cultivated on a large scale in Afghanistan. Muhammad Amjad Qazi tells us more in his report about the fruit that is delicious and beneficial for human health, means fig.
Subhanallah wa bihamdi.
Figs are a unique fruit that tastes great and refreshes the human body. This coin-shaped fruit tree has a short stature, a smooth bark and large leaves. It is widely grown in Afghanistan and has many orchards there, while figs are grown sparingly in Quetta, Chitral, Pakistan. The fig merchant said that the fig tree bears fruit in June and July and that figs are edible for 2.5 years.
Yes, sirap po Afghanistan se aate jo ye brown color hai. ये आते हैं इधर आप पाकिस्तानी है जो कोटे में होते हैं चतराल में होते हैं वगैरह जगह में होते हैं ना लेकिन पाकिस्तान में जो है ना इंजीर के पैदावार बहुत कम होते हैं और अफगानिस्तान में जो है ना इंजीर के पैदावार बहुत ज़्यादा होते हैं इस वजह से इंजीर सिर्फ साल में एक बार फल देते हैं ज़्यादा नहीं देते वो तकरीबन वो भी जून जुलाई में देते हैं
The effect of figs is warm and eating it in winter causes impressive changes in the body. Whereas in ancient times, doctors used to advise people to use it to get rid of various physical ailments. Dr. Abdul Rahim said that figs contain protein, minerals, sugar, calcium and phosphorus. It is good for digestion and the liver and spleen.
Aapki haddiyon ke dard ko kam karne mein, aapke jodon mein calcium ko jo hai wo reutilize karne mein kaam karta hai. ये एंटीऑक्सीडेंट होने के साथ साथ आपकी जिल्द के लिए आपके नाखूनों के लिए आपके बालों के लिए बहुत मुफीद है ये एंटी कोगुलेंट जो है बहुत ही खूबसूरत इसकी एक्टिविटी है जिससे खून पतला करने का काम भी करता है तो ऐसे मरीज जिनको ब्लड प्रेशर रहता है या ब्लड प्रेशर के साथ साथ दिल के अमराज रहते हैं वो भी इसका इस्तेमाल कर सकते हैं इसके साथ साथ इंजीर दाइमी कब्ज के लिए भी बहुत फ़ायदेमंद है पेप्टिक अल्सर या मैदे की तेजाबियत या मैदे के ज़ख़म वगैरह को हील करने के लिए बहुत फ़ायदेमंद है ये पाइल्स जैसे मर्ज़ को जिसे उर्दू में या आम अल्फाज में बवासीर कहते हैं उसमें भी बहुत फ़ायदेमंद है क्योंकि इसके अंदर जो बीज होते हैं छोटे छोटे वो आपके मैदे में जाके आपके एसिड सप्रेशन को कम करते हैं और एसिड सप्रेशन के कम होने की वजह से आपको बदहजमी नहीं होती, आपकी भूख बढ़ती है, आपका जिगर बेहतर तरीके से काम करता है।
अल्लाह Almighty has sown bad fig in the Holy Quran, while our last prophet has called it the fruit of paradise. Sayyidina Ali bin Musa narrates that fig removes bad breath, lengthens hair and protects against paralysis.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.